Good day. This is the Farm Market News broadcast number 48 for Friday, September 4th. I'm Dave Sims. The Ice Futures Canada canola market ended weaker Friday, with futures following losses in U.S. soy and feeling continued pressure from yesterday's Statistics Canada report. Canola was roughly $2 to $4 lower, with the November contract down $2.90 at $454.60 per ton. In yesterday's report, Stats Can raised its estimate for the amount of canola in Canada's stocks and hiked its production numbers from last year. Traders say this will make it tougher for canola to find independent strength on its own, and it will likely follow U.S. soy around in the near future. Speaking of which, the entire U.S. soy complex was lower today, which also dragged at canola. However, the Canadian dollar was also down relative to its U.S. counterpart, which made canola more attractive on the international market. Some traders also went bargain hunting before the close. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans were 3 to 4 cents lower, with the November contract checking in at $8.66 a bushel. Concerns over the sluggish Chinese economy are first and foremost on many traders' minds. Along with vegetable oil, China's consumption of pork is expected to decrease too, which will be bad news for soy meal, as it's used as feed. Forecast this week by Informa Economics also didn't help. It determined the U.S. soybean crop was looking better than previously thought. U.S. corn was up a cent, with the December contract coming in at $3.62 a bushel. Prices were correcting themselves a bit after plummeting to their lowest point in a year this week. Bargain hunters were out trying to get some cheap supplies before the weekend. Informa Economics' recent report on corn limited the gains, though, as it found corn was also looking slightly better than initially thought. Wheat was 2 cents higher. The December contract checked in at $4.68 a bushel. Traders were positioning themselves ahead of the long weekend. The U.S. dollar increased in value this morning after a U.S. jobs report came out that made U.S. wheat more expensive compared to its competitors in the Black Sea region and France. Egypt bought 170,000 metric tons of wheat from Russia yesterday. That's a look at the Ice Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, September 4th in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.